We've been looking at Paul giving us instructions on how we, as Christians, should behave. What's the proper conduct that should be forthcoming from us on a daily basis? And we've been looking as Paul's been sharing this in the book of Romans. And we've been looking specifically at Romans chapter 12 and reading from verses 9 through 18. I'm going to read through these verses again. And then we'll pick up in verse number 16. So this is the conduct, the way that we're supposed to live our lives. Here's what the world should see in us as his believers. This should mark our behavior. Verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulations, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends upon you, live peaceably with all men. So we've looked at these verses. We've gone through verses 9 through 15. And I want you to see that one of the common things that we see is in verse number 12, we're supposed to be rejoicing. In verse number 15, we're supposed to be rejoicing. Now, this is one of the things that should be evident in Christian behavior is rejoicing. And rejoicing doesn't just mean that you're happy and walking along. Rejoicing is actually an action. Rejoicing is taking a step. Rejoicing is actually doing something. Rejoicing is an action. It's where you are actually speaking words of thanks. You're expressing your joy. You're expressing your gratitude. You're expressing with an abundance of emotion, with the joy that pours out of you, you're expressing your thankfulness, your gratitude, just your appreciation to God for the good things that you see. Rejoicing should be a part of our Christian behavior. Again, not just walking around happy, although certainly that should be a byproduct. But the world should hear, the world should see, and the world should hear from our lips rejoicing. A thankfulness that is expressed. A thankfulness that is expressed with words, but also with corresponding emotions that exemplify that thankfulness, that gratitude, that appreciation to God for the things that he's done. So yesterday we looked at that and we saw again rejoicing. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Here's verse number 16. So the Holy Spirit speaking to us through Paul says, here's another point, here's another thing that you should strive for. Or this is the expectation that God has for us as his followers, as his own. We are supposed to live and behave in this way. Our conduct should include this. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Now, we had said earlier that Paul, when we were looking in one of the early verses, in verse number 10, where Paul says to give preference to one another, to in honor give preference to one another, we had talked about how this is something that Paul actually talks about in his gospel of Philippians. And in Philippians chapter 2, he actually says that in almost a more, you can see it's the same thing, but he says it almost in a clearer way. Excuse me, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. So in Romans chapter 12, verse number 10, we saw that Paul said, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. And he picks up that theme in Philippians chapter 2 by bringing more clarity to that and saying, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. So in other words, I'm not to do anything because it benefits me. I'm supposed to be motivated not because of how I can benefit myself, but my actions, my words, all the things that I do as I live my life should be motivated to benefit not me, but to benefit others. It is to think about others before thinking about myself. It is to not be ambitious or to be conceited, but instead to have the heart of Jesus Christ, which considers others better than yourselves. And that's how he ends that. But let each esteem others better than himself. Well, now here in verse number 16, we see the same kind of principle being spoken. First of all, it says, be of the same mind towards one another. Well, we know from looking at this in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 3, that he's talking about what our mindset should be. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in lowliness of mind. So in other words, where I am not elevating myself. And it's not that I'm lowering myself. I don't think ill of myself. But I lower myself on the rung of priorities. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about others. I'm thinking about serving others first. This is the heart of Christ that is in us. Now, you may not feel that. You may say, well, that's hard for me, Todd, because usually I'm thinking about myself, not others. I have a hard time thinking about others. I tend to think about myself first. Well, there's a reason for that. Again, we have the nature of Jesus Christ dwelling within us. When you became saved, the Holy Spirit came to dwell within your spirit and made your spirit alive. Your spirit, which had been dead or had been disconnected from God, is now made alive because the Holy Spirit is now in you, which means you have a direct connection into the spiritual realm and into the very presence of God. So you have the nature of Christ in you because his very spirit is in you. The nature of Christ is in you. But we also dwell within these bodies. And in the same way that our spirits, born again in Jesus Christ as new creations, in the same way that our spirits tie us to the spiritual realm and to the presence of God, we have these bodies that we live in which tie us here to this natural realm, to this earth. And then it comes down to our soul, our mind, our thoughts, our personality, our actions, our will. It's our soul which is the determining factor. We're either going to yield to and live our lives, yielding ourselves to the nature of Christ, living out the nature of Christ, making the decision to allow the nature of Christ to be lived out through us or to be demonstrated through us or to be what drives us, or we're going to choose to live in the nature of the flesh. And so if I am caught all the time finding it difficult to think of others before I take care of myself, then what I'm doing is I'm making the active choice in my soul, my mind, my will. I'm choosing to be driven, to be motivated, to have my life lived out according to the nature of the flesh instead of according to the nature of Christ. It is my choice. And if I say to myself, well, it's a struggle for me to think of others first, I can't help it. I think of myself first. It is a choice. And you can make the choice to say, I choose to have the nature of Christ lived out through me, not the nature of the flesh. You make that choice. You make that determination with your will. And guess what? You're going to find that nature of Christ that is in you. Because it is in you. It is already in you. You don't have to go get it. You don't have to ask Jesus for it. It's already in you. It's already in you. And you may say, I don't feel it. Well, things of the Spirit are not things that we feel. We feel things in our emotions and we feel things in this flesh. But you can't feel things that are in the Spirit. But they're there. And you see the evidence of them when you make the decision to allow the nature of Christ that is in you to be the nature that moves through you, to be the nature that you live. Make that decision, and suddenly it becomes easier and easier, and you're not even thinking about it. All of a sudden, you are making decisions and choices that benefit others and not yourself. But this all comes from what we see in verse number 16 and in Philippians 2:3, where this is the lowliness of mind. And this is what Paul's talking about in verse number 16. I'll read it to you again. He says, be of the same mind towards one another. What's the same mind? We're to have that mind of Christ. We're to be of the same mind with one another. That is to have the mind of Christ. It is that unity that we have with our brothers and sisters in the Lord by having that mind of Christ and yielding to that mind of Christ and allowing that nature then of Christ so that his mind is in my mind. My thoughts become his thoughts because why? I'm allowing his nature, which is in me, to be the nature that comes through me, to be the nature that drives me, to be the nature that I exist in, to be the nature that I live out. Paul goes on to say, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Now, if we read that verse in the Amplified Bible, it says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive. You know, this is something that's very easy for us in the body of Christ to wind up doing. And this is why we see so many denominations. And I'm not saying denominations are bad. Don't misunderstand me. But if you look in our nation, I looked this up and I forget. There is, I can't remember directly, but I want to say there is like 900 denominations in our country. That's a lot of denominations. That's a lot of different, and it's not divisions, but there is a little bit of separation. And what tends to happen is we tend to think we isolate ourselves into either our denomination or sometimes even into our local church body. And we isolate ourselves and we consider ourselves just to be that. And we saw this in the time of Paul, you know, where some were saying that they were of Apollos, some were saying that they were of Paul. No, we are all of Christ. That's what matters. And we can't get haughty and think that, well, because I go to this church and we are the largest church east of the Mississippi River, and so we are superior to you. Or even in small churches, you can get the attitude that says, well, you know, we are more select. We are more chosen. It's easy to get haughty about your situation. And this is exactly what Paul is saying, that our nature with each other, our nature needs to be to have the mind of Christ. We're not haughty. We're not snobbish. We're not high-minded. Listen, if I think I'm better than you in Christ, if I think I'm superior to you in Christ, you're going to sense that and know that right away. The Bible tells us, out of the abundance of your heart, so shall you speak. If I think that I am superior to you, you're going to know that, and you're going to hear that. If I think I'm superior to you, even if you don't see me, if you listen, you'll be able to tell by the things that I say and the tone of my voice, even on the radio. You'll be able to tell that there's a snobbishness. There's a high-mindedness. There's an exclusiveness, because I might think I'm better than you. And this is what Paul is saying as the body of Christ. It really is a warning for us even today, because it's easy for us to allow those little lines of division that we have because we're of different denominations, or we have variations of our faith, or because we go to different churches. It's those little lines. They're not borders, but they're little lines of demarcation saying, I'm different from you. No, it's not the way it's supposed to be. We are all of the mind of Christ. Whatever church you go to, you're not of that church. You might attend that church. You may even be a member of that church. But you are a child of God. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. You belong to Jesus Christ. So in the Amplified, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to people, to things, and give yourselves. This is the mind of Christ, and this is the nature of Christ that is in you. You and I can do this, because this is the nature of Christ that's in us. Give yourselves to humble tasks. This is serving one another. To do things for somebody else that gains nothing for you, but to do things that even seem to be beneath you. You know, I've been in radio for 30 years, and I've managed two different radio stations. And it'd be very easy for me to say, well, you know what, I've paid my dues. I've done my part. You know, the attitude that we have here at YesFM is everybody does. And everybody does. Everybody does even the lowliest of tasks. If you're here full time, you're doing some of the lowliest of tasks. Because this is how we serve one another. We don't think about ourselves as being superior. Give yourselves to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceits. That's a huge verbiage right there. If I read that verse in the New King James, it says, do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. You know, it's easy for me to be wise in my own opinion, because we all formulate our own opinions in life. It's easy for me to be wise and think that, well, I've studied this out. You know, this is what I determined, because on this social issue, I've studied out. This is my belief. This is my opinion. We understand what opinions are. And sometimes even that can be dangerous. But if you look at what it says in the Amplified Bible, it's more than just an opinion. It's an opinion that's based upon thinking yourself as being better than anybody else, above everybody else, that your opinion is superior to everybody else's, that the conclusions that you came to because you came to them are superior to anyone else's. Listen, I will tell you from past experience, it is easy to fall into that, and it is a dangerous place to be. When I believe that my opinions are superior, that is coming from a place of conceit. And when I think my opinions are superior for whatever reason, well, let me just tell you from practical experience, humility always shortly follows thereafter. I'll say that again. When I have found that my opinions were conceited, humility always shortly thereafter is certain to follow. It's putting off to people, if I come across to you that my opinions, that my insights, that my conclusions are superior to yours because I am somehow better than you or somehow superior to you, that causes divisions. It does not cause an embrace. The heart that we're supposed to have, and this is one of the behavioral things that Paul says that we as believers have to have, is all summed up. Well, not all of it. It's summed up in these verses. But, boy, you see so much of what we've talked about coming to pass right here in verse number 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to. That's hard for us to do. It's hard for us to adjust ourselves to someone else or someone else's thoughts, ideas, or opinions. But readily adjust yourself to people and things. Give yourselves to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceits. You'll save yourself a lot of grief. You'll also save yourself a lot of humiliation if you heed those words of Paul. Jesus, we thank you and praise you. Thank you for sharing these things, these truths with us through the Word, through your Word. We praise you and thank you. And help us as we read through these things, and as we read through your Word always, help us to have an understanding as we open up our minds to receive the fullness and the revelation of all that you have for us. The revelation that you have for us collectively, but also for that individual revelation that you will speak to each one of us today through your Word. That you be glorified, and we praise you for it. In your name, Jesus. Amen.